This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin and U.S. diplomat Antony Blinken met their South Korean counterparts in Seoul Wednesday to bolster a united front against an increasingly assertive China and the nuclear-armed North. The South is the second leg of the U.S. officials' inaugural overseas trip and, like their first stop, Japan, a leading security ally of the United States. The Biden administration is focused on rallying alliances with its key Asian partners to counter a rising China. Before leaving Tokyo, Secretary of State Blinken accused Beijing of acting more repressively at home and, quote, more aggressively abroad, end quote, citing its activities in the East and South China Seas and towards Taiwan. Yemen's Houthis expressed, quote, deep regret, end quote, Wednesday over the deaths of dozens of migrants in a fire that a human rights group said started when the rebels fired projectiles into a detention center. A senior official in the rebel movement said an investigation into the March 7th incident was underway. The Houthi official said, quote, we express our deep regret over the accidental incident at the migrant detention center, end quote. 44 migrants died and nearly 200 wounded. Authorities in the U.S. state of Georgia say a 21-year-old man has been captured hours after 8 people, mostly Asian, were killed in shootings at 3 Atlanta-area massage parlors. Authorities say Robert Aaron Long was taken into custody about 150 miles south of the capital of Atlanta Tuesday night. 4 people were killed at a massage parlor northwest of Atlanta shortly after 3 others were killed at a spa northeast of the capital, while a 4th was shot and killed at a spa across the street. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday there needs to be a cultural change in attitudes in Britain towards women after the murder of Londoner Sarah Everard prompted a debate over how the country deals with male violence against women. He told Parliament, quote, we will not fix this problem, and that is what we must do. We need a cultural and social change in attitudes to redress the balance, end quote. The Kremlin said Wednesday it regretted the UK's decision to increase its nuclear arsenal after Britain unveiled plans to bolster its stockpile from 180 warheads to 260 by the end of the decade. Britain published a document Tuesday outlining a recalibration of its foreign policy that included the announcement to grow its nuclear arsenal, reversing a previous commitment to reduce its stockpile. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, this decision harms international stability and strategic security, end quote. The UK's move is at odds with a recent agreement between Moscow and Washington. Violence has returned to Myanmar after demonstrators protesting last month's military coup held small, peaceful marches before dawn and avoided confrontations with security forces who have shot and killed scores of their countrymen in recent days. In the largest city of Yangon, where casualties have been the highest, police used rubber bullets against crowds in several neighborhoods. One man was reported to be shot and killed. Another killing was reported in the city of Kowloon in the northwestern Sagaing region. Wednesday, Pope Francis again called for an end to violence in Myanmar, referencing the nun who fell to her knees to beg armed police for mercy. During his weekly audience, he said, quote, I too kneel on the streets of Myanmar, end quote, adding, quote, I too extend my arms and say, let dialogue prevail, blood resolves nothing, end quote. The image of Sister Anne Rose Nguyen begging a group of police earlier this month to spare the children and take her life instead went viral as a symbol of bravery amid mass protests. The European Union may get more restrictive in exporting COVID-19 vaccines to safeguard essential shots for its own citizens facing a third wave of the pandemic, the head of the bloc's executive said Wednesday. Ursula von der Leyen's announcement risks escalating tensions with the United Kingdom and the United States over their restrictive approach deliveries of vaccines to the 27-nation bloc. She spoke as 6 EU countries complained to Brussels about reduced deliveries that are hampering the bloc's already troubled inoculation campaign and could stall plans to restart travel this summer and support the battered tourism sector. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.